Daf Mem Zayin, we're on the bottom line of Mem Vav Mem Beis. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Mocher li ba'elu. A man goes over to someone who's trying to make a deal with, and he says, I'd like to buy, let's say, your cow, with these. And he has like a bag of money in his hand, but it's not specific. It's not like $100 or 500 shekel. He just says, here, I have a bag of money. I'd like to buy your cow with this bag of money without specifying at all how much money is in there. So says Rav Huna, Kana, the Kenyan works, v'yesh loy alav ayna. Now we're going to get more into the sugya of ayna over the next few days, but there's also an idea of ayna that if you overcharge or undercharge more than a sixth over the price or under the price, so then we'll see all the halakas when you could cancel the whole deal or when you have to make up the difference. But over here, even specifically because, says Rabbi Huna, you did not specify how much money is in there, you might have a havmin, as we'll see in a second, that therefore you don't care how much money you're actually giving or getting because you didn't check. Says Rabbi Huna, no, there is still a din ayna. If it turns out there's too much or too little money in the bag, you have to figure out the regular din ayna over there. Now, what is this halacha? So, two parts. First of all, kana, the kinyan works. Afa gav deloy moshach. Even though the one buying, let's say the cow, did not do a mashicha on the cow, even the like kapid, since we see over here that he did not specify how much money it is, kana, it works, the chi chalipin dummy. And the Havamim, the Gemara thinks this is mamash a kinyan chalipin. You're not doing a kinyan of dummim that I'm buying. Remember, we said dummim, you cannot make a kinyan of dummim on metaltolin. You have to actually make a shicha on the object that you're trying to buy, and then I'm a chuyiv to pay you the money. Whereas by chalipin, you're swapping. Says the Gemara, from the fact that over here you didn't care how much money is in there, this seems to indicate that you're not doing a value-based transaction, you're doing a chalipin. Now, it still doesn't answer the question, Rashi points out, because we already said matbeya ain't a nasa chalipin. And here we're talking about money. Okay, the Gemara will address that question shortly, but this is how the Gemara thinks that it's working now. But v'yeshu l'avayna, Rav Huna says it still has a din ayna, d'machar li be'elu kamer. L'maisi, he said machar. He didn't say swap, machar. The word machar means a regular value-based transaction. So he's actually being what we call poserach al shtei sifim. On one hand, he's treating this as a chalipin, that you don't really need to make a kinyan meshicha. On the other hand, he's saying it still has a din oina associated with it, because I did call it a sale, and a sale always indicates value. That's Rav Huna said. Rav Abba said, not like that. Rav Abba said, Rav Huna said, Machar b'leinu kana ve'ein lo yalav ayna. There is no din ayna here whatsoever. The Mefarshim say one of two pshatim. Either the Rif says, because a kinyan chalipin has no din ayna whatsoever. By kinyan chalipin, by definition, when you're not doing a value-based transaction, there is no din ayna. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, by the fact that you did not specify how much money it is, you just said a bag, it's like a built-in mechila. Right, the din ayna is only if you're makbid. If you're not makbid and you're meichel, whatever the price is, I want to overpay or underpay, whatever everyone agrees, then there's not going to be any din ayna. So he says, Rav Abba says, B'shem Rav Huna, there is no din ayna here. Says, so let's analyze it. Pshita, it's clear. Dumim, if I'm paying money, the ain't a makbid aleim, and I specifically say I'm not makbid at all on how much money it is in there, hakamrinan dekani dechalipin dummy. So then, by definition, again, we'll see if this holds up in the maskana, you're not doing a monetary transaction, you're doing a chalipin-based transaction, because you don't care at all how much money is in it. Chalipin u makbid aleim, what about the opposite? What if you're doing a kinyan chalipin, and then you say, wait a second, the object that you're swapping to me is not worth as much as the object that I want to make sure that we're swapping relatively equal value-based objects. My, what would halacha be in that case? How do we treat that type of kinyan? Do we still treat it as a kinyan chalipin? Or do we say, no, since you're focusing on the value of it, it's actually not a chalipin. It looks like a chalipin, but it's really money. It's just, instead of giving cash, you're giving a cow. But lamais, it's a cash-based transaction, not a chalipin-based transaction. How do we look at this? Some of Adabar Hava Toshma. Haresha Yatefis Parasoi Va'oimir, a person who's walking with his cow. Where are you going with the cow? So he says, the chamar nitzarech. I'm taking this cow to the marketplace because I need a chamar now. And I'm going to sell this cow so I can buy a chamar. So the other guy says, Gevaldik, Yeshni chamar. Shani Noisulach. I have a chamar that I'm trying to get rid of. Good, we met on the road, so now we can do business. Paras chabekama. But you don't just say, let's swap the cow for the chamar. If you just said, fine, let's swap the cow for the chamar, that would clearly be a kinyan chalipin. First, he asked, paras chabekama, how much is your cow worth? He said, bekach v'kach, it's worth this much money. Chamar chabekama, oh, how much is your chamar worth? Bekach v'kach. Now, it sounds more like they're not doing a kinyan chalipin. It sounds here they're doing a value-based transaction. So, mashach pala chamar sapara. If the Balach Hamor didn't mashiach on the parah, v'lehispik Balach Hamor l'mashiach echis Hamor, the other one did not get an opportunity to do his mashiach on the Hamor. Ad shemeisich Hamor, the Hamor dies, natural causes, loikana Balach Hamor es haparah. It doesn't work. Because if you're doing a regular transaction, you have to do both sides, you have to do their kinyan mashiach to make it work. Over here, you don't have that. It says, you see that even though it looks like a kinyan chalipin, since they're being makbid on the value shabai, it's not a kinyan chalipin. Otherwise, if you do a kinyan chalipin, once one side does the transaction, the other side automatically gets it. Over here, we're being makbid on the both sides. So neither side you could consider money, neither side you could consider the object. They both would have to do their regular. The Gemara is saying it looks like a chalipin, but it's a chalipin. And makbalayim is not kana, which means it's not a chalipin. It's working. We didn't dumb it. So that's what the chayyur we see from the brayso. Rava says atu chalipin b'shutfani askinim. Remember, there's two basic types of kinyan chalipin. Okay, we have one type of kinyan chalipin which we always see like chasanas and stuff like that. We just take a sudr, a handkerchief, or a pen, or whatever it is. You make a kinyan on that, and that seals a transaction, or that instigates and triggers a kinyan. That's one type of chalipin. But the normal type of chalipin you do is not like that. The normal type of chalipin you do is what we call a barter, where you're actually changing apples for oranges, cows for chamor, whatever it is you want to be changing. And of course, there's going to be some basic expectation that the values are going to be similar. Right, the first type of kinyan you do with a kinyan seder, that's just triggering a transaction. Of course, that I have his chayv is to pay you money later for whatever it is that I'm being makvit to you. That's one type. But a normal type of transaction of kinyan chalipin is, of course, value based. So I'm a rava atu chalipin b'shutfani askinin. Are we talking about fools? They're like kapti, that they're not makvit on how much value it is? It can't be. Just because you're makvit on the value does not necessarily mean it's not a kinyan chalipin. Ela kol chalipin mikta kapi v'kani. Every chalipin, the Torah says it works, and even though the Torah says it works, it's clear that you are makbid on how much value there is. And therefore, that does not indicate that it is a non-chalipin transaction, it is a value-based transaction. Just because you ask how much the object is worth does not mean it's not chalipin. It could still be chalipin. Oh, what's pshat in the braisa? So why in the braisa, when they're swapping a cow for a chamar, do we say it doesn't work until they both do a mashicha? Why is it not a regular kinyan of chalipin? There's a detail missing in the braisa. This case is talking about after they negotiate, it turns out he says, oh, my chamor is a very strong chamor, so I want to swap the chamor for a para and a tle. Not just one for one, it's one for two. For Moshech has a para, and he did a kinyan mashicha on the para. V'adayin le Moshech has a tle, he did not yet do a kinyan mashicha on the sheep, to lehavi mashicha ma'alya. So there's the more saying a tremendous chiddush now. Then when you're swapping, if you're doing a one for two, you actually have to do to trigger the kinyan chalipin, if it's being triggered by the one who's being kind of both, the two animals, the para and the tle, he actually has to do a mashicha on both. Now we'll talk later on in the parak by monetary transaction, whether that's actually true. If you're buying a field, do you have to pay for the whole field? Lav dafka. You just have to pay for a down payment, what we'd call. That triggers the transaction. Now he owe you the rest of the money. But by kinyan chalipin, it doesn't seem to work that way. By kinyan chalipin, when you're doing a barter, if we negotiate, it's going to be two animals for one animal, and the person who's triggering it is the one who's doing the two animals. He actually has to do a mashicha on both animals. And Kolzman, he has not done a mashicha on both animals. It does not work. But what we're coming out in terms of what we're interested in, the fact that you're makbet on the value does not necessarily mean it's not a kinyan chalipin. Every kinyan chalipin has a basic understanding that there is some equal value going on here. So getting back to the machlokes we had over here in Shita Savuna, when you give a bag of money, they both seem to say it's a kinyan chalipin. It's going to be a kinyan chalipin. The only machlokes is, are you makbet on the aino part of it, or are you not makbet on the aino part of it? Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, or may some gears have gufa. So Rav Huna, the first version of Huna said, there's a din I know, but the kinyan works. So Lema Rav Huna, so Lema Savar Rav Huna Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. So even if you want to say it's not a value-based transaction, and therefore you could discuss whether it's I know or not I know, but Lechaira, how can you make a kinyan Chalipin with money? We already said, we paskin seemingly for the last 2 days, Ein the Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. So what's the Havim that this is going to work? Mitam Dini Chalipin. It's Maloy. Rav Huna Savalar, really, this is not a kinyan chalipin. Rav Huna Savalar Kreb Yoichanan, really, over here, it's a financial transaction. It's a regular dumim-based transaction. But that doesn't help us either, because we always said, dumim does not work for metalklin. So what if Shachi stuck over here? If it's a kinyan chalipin, ein mapeir nasa chalipin. If it's not a kinyan chalipin, then money cannot trigger kinyan metalklin either. So I mean, no, it could. If Huna sabal like Rav Yechon, if Huna holds like Rav Yechon, we'll see him at base. The Amar Dvar Torah Moros Kodesh, with the Araisa, money, just giving someone money, could trigger a regular Kinyan Damim, even on Matalta. Why they say you shouldn't use money, you have to use a Mashiach, and you're not Koina. Until the acquirer, the Lekech of the object, takes the object into his possession through a Mashiach. Shema Yemru Loi Nisru Fuchitecha Va'aliyah. We're afraid if he just pays, but the lekeach doesn't actually take the fruits that he's trying to buy, he's going to leave them by the meicher, and then the meicher is going to say, if there's a fire in the house, I don't have to bother with them, it's the lekeach's problem, let the lekeach go get it. So to avoid that issue, we'll see more details about it on the base, to avoid that issue, Chazal made a takana that you cannot make a kinyan kesef on metaltlin, you have to do a kinyan meshicha, the kinyan is not finalized and transferred until the lekeach comes and gets his chafetz out of the meicher's house. However, says the Gemara, milsa de shchicha gazber rabbanon, milsa de shchicha le gazber rabbanon. Since it's only a takana de rabbanon, it only applies in a normal type of transaction. In a transaction like Rav Huna over here is talking about, where you just give a bag of money and you don't even inspect how much money it is, that is a very atypical type of transaction. That is not a normal way of doing a kinyan of damim. And therefore, in that case, we would say, says Rav Huna, that you could actually have a kinyan damim, which means that the whole Gemara before that's talking about kinyan chalipin is actually not talking about kinyan chalipin whatsoever. Amar le mar Huna b'reidu Rav Nachman Rav Ashi atoin hachi masnislu. This is the way you learned it. I don't hachi masnislu. We learned it beferish that v'chenim Rav Huna ein mapeya nasa chalipin. You were trying to figure it out. Could it be that he holds that? We learned beferish that Rav Huna said ein mapeya nasa chalipin. Therefore, if you go back to the Brisa, when the Brisa said kona, and we said on top of the line of the Gemara, afakav le masha chivin le kapit kona dechi chalipin damu. It's not a chalipin. It's ki chalipin. It's actually not a kinyan chalipin whatsoever. Ever. So you have over here a very interesting halacha. You have over here halacha that you're doing a transaction that's a monetary-based transaction that works the raisa and even the rabbanon is muslo shchicha, and still we're debating if there's a no in it. Because since you didn't specify the amount of money that you have to pay, you just said a bag, even by a kinyan that's not chalipin. If you meichel the ayna, you have a debate over here between the Tushitas and Rav Huna whether there would be a din or not. But this is not a classical chalipin case, because ein matbea nasa chalipin. When you do a kinyan chalipin, so like we said, there's two types of kinyan chalipin. There's a barter, right, where I'm changing a para for a chamar, apples for oranges. That we understand, no problem. But what about the other type of kinyan chalipin, which we talked about, a kinyan sudr? So by a kinyan sudr, you make a kinyan on a handkerchief, we always use a yarmulke, a pen, whatever it is, some type of object, that works. So how does that work? Who does that side of the transaction? Is it the meicher taking something from the lekeach, or is it the lekeach taking from the meicher? How does it work? What's the issue? The Gemara explains. Rava mar bekelev shel koina. It's a swap. It's not a swap on value. It's a swap on just a kinyan that's triggering a transaction, but it's a swap. It's the kelev of the lekeach. The nichale lekoina, they'll have a maknik koina, keiched the ligmar belakile. So I give you my pen, and you give me your cow. Okay, so it's a swap, not value based, but the meicher is making a kinyan on the lekeach's pen, and therefore the lekeach gets the animal. That's the pashup shot. Levi Amar beKelev Shamakna. Levi says no. Levi says, and we'll see, it's based on a pasuk. Levi says it's the Kev Shamakna. The Rashi learns, Taisa seems to agree as well, that when Levi says Kelev Shamakna, he doesn't mean only Kelev Shamakna. He means also, either way it could work, either Kelev Shokaina or also Kelev Shamakna. How does this work? So the Gemara explains. I'm going to have Huna be discatcher. This is a place. Larava or Larava. Well, the Levi, the member Caleb Shalmakna. So by Levi, that says that the recipient is also making that kinyan. Hakakani ara agav glima. Let's say I'm doing a chalipin with a beged for a piece of land. Okay. So according to Rav, no problem. The owner of the land gets the beged. The owner of the beged gets the land. It's a swap. But according to Levi, the person who's buying the land is making a kinyan on a beged of the meicher, and then he's getting the beged, and he's getting the land. You're actually doing, if you think about it, a reverse kinyan agav. Right? Normally, kinyan agav is, I take your land, and then with being a kinyan on your land, I also get something else that is either on the land or associated with the land or whatever it is that I want to be makted to you. Over here, it's the opposite. You're not making a kinyan on the land and getting the beged. You're making a kinyan on the beged and getting the land. We don't have a seichus for filling. Vanan ibchatanan. We always learned in the Gemara Kedushim. Nechasim she'ein lemachrais, niknan imachasim she'esh lemachrais. If you make a kinyan on the karka, you get the beged. We never see if you make a kinyan on the beged, you get the karka. What's pshat in Levi? Amaleis, he said, you think you have a good kasha? You have a Levi hoch. If Levi was here to answer, have a mapek lapech pulsa denura. He would give you like a klali, put you in cheirim, as she says, for asking such a dumb question. You obviously totally don't understand what Levi was talking about. Misavet glima maknilei? It's not the pshat that when the lokeach makes a kinyan on the beged, he's been kind of the beged, and therefore he's also going to be taking the land. That's not the pshat. It's a halacha of, like we had in the Gemara in Kedushin, of Adam Choshev like, not exactly, which means that I want to give you a present. It's a very important thing for me to give you a present. If you take a present from me, that means you're considering me to be a good person. People don't like to accept presents from strangers necessarily. Maybe in those days. Maybe nowadays it's changed. Okay? And therefore, it's considered hanah for me to give you a present. I get hanah. So says Gemara, you know what the Pshat and Levi is? If the Moicher gives the Lokeach a beged, please take my beged, and the Lokeach agrees to take it, the Moicher gets Hanah from giving him the present, and from the taking that Hanah, now I will swap for you for that Hanah the karka that I'm trying to give to you. So it's not the Pshat that the Lokeach is taking and taking. The first taking he's doing is actually a giving. By taking a present, he's giving hanah to the moicher, and by the moicher getting that hanah, he agrees to be machted. That's why Rashi seems to say that if the lokeach gives him something directly, that works too. It's just two different ways of giving, and the chayyur, really, the Marishanim say, it's all based on how to learn the pasuk. We're going to darshan in a second, and all these are just interesting smaras to make sense out of the pasuk, but it's really a question of how you learn the pasuk and how this makes any sense into the pasuk, and therefore that's why Levi says the preferable way, or maybe the better or only way, depending on how you want to learn it, is that the lekech takes, and by him taking, he's giving the moicher hanah. This is different than the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, we talked about such a case that if the woman gives the man a present, and that's considered like she's getting hanah. Over there, we said it's only by an adam choshev. Over here, we don't say that qualification. Over here, as Gemara is going to say, you don't even need to have a shava pruta of hanah. Therefore, it doesn't even have to be an adam choshev. Even a regular person, by taking a present, gives enough hanah to trigger this type of kinyan chalip. Says them, what's going on? It's really a machloikis tanoi. Says in the pasuk in Sefer Rus. So Boaz and Pliny Amoni were fighting. Who's going to marry Rus? And Boaz said, you're supposed to go over here and do this yibum type of thing. And Pliny Amoni said, no, I don't want to marry her. I'm afraid because she's a mayavis, etc. You take her instead. And Boaz said, no problem. I'll be happy to take her. And then the pasuk says they wanted to seal the transaction. It says, "V'zois lifnim b'Yisrael." This is the way it used to be done historically in Klal Yisrael. Ala geula v'ala tmura. When they're making some sort of transaction, we'll see what those two words mean. Lekayim kol dabur, to make a transaction solidified. Shalaf ish noalai v'nasil reyu. So a man takes off his shoe and he gives it to his friend, and that triggers the transaction. So now, how do we dash each one of this pasuk? So geula is a mechira. Geula is referring to a regular type of mechira when you're selling a value-based transaction. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it. But anyway, lo yigoel, the pasuk says, lo yivaker ben tev l'rav, lo yimirenu, v'mahoy yimirenu. If you do tmura, you cannot go ahead and be poida the animal. It says lo yigoel. So we see lo yigoel means a value-based transaction. Tmura, when it says in the pasuk, ala gula ba'al tmura, zu chalipin. That's swapping. When you want to do tmura be'isr by kachim, you're trying to swap the kedusha from one animal to another animal, so that would be considered tmura. So that's what it means, a word for kinyan chalipin. Lekayim kol davar shalof ishnolev in asan l'reyeyu. Now here's the question. Who gave to who? So me nasan l'mi. Tanakama says, Boaz nasan l'goyel. Boaz gave his shoe to the Goyel, and then the Goyel gave to Boaz the Rus and the Arusha. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, Goyel nasan l'Boaz. Rabbi Yehuda says, like Levi, the Goyel gave to Boaz, again, getting the Hanah, etc., triggered the transaction. So it's all a question of how you read the psukim over there, which side triggers the transaction. Tana. Koinem bekli afabishem b'shavaputa. Tana, first Tana says you're supposed to use a kli, like we said, a shoe, but doesn't have to have a shavaputa's worth. Taisus discusses whether you can have an asina, pakas b'shavaputa. Look in that Taisus, but lemaisa, you're making here a transaction, even if the object you're saying, that's what we use, like a pen, we use anything, doesn't have to have any value whatsoever. Amar Rav Nachman, though, lo yishanu elo b'kli. but it has to be something which has a halacha of a kli on it. Of a peri loy, you cannot trigger a kinyan chalipin with something which is not a kli. If sheish is about field pairs, if sheish is no, anything. Anything doesn't have to be shavu pruta. Anything you give counts. What's the machlek? It's my time at the Rav Nachman. Amakruah no'aloy. Why does the Torah specify a shoe? Must be null in midyach minyoloy. It has to be a kli. It has to be something that's a usable halachic kli. My time at the Rav Sheshes, Amakruah lekayim kol dover. Kol dover means you don't need a kli. Says the moral of Nachman, I'm Yoksiv Lekayim Kol Dover. So according to Nachman, what does he do with the pasuk of Lekayim Kol Dover? Who Lekayim Kol Dover da nikni b'minal? He says, no, to trigger the transaction, you need a kli, a shoe. But what are you being kinda? Anything. The Kol Dover is going on the target, not on the trigger. So the trigger has to be a kli. What are you being kinda? Anything. If Sheshes Nami Yoksiv Nola, if Sheshes who says you don't need to have a kli, what does he do? With Nolai, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma Nolai, Dover Mesuyim, just like a shoe. Does not have to be a kli, he's not looking at it, but it has to be an entire whole object, a Dover Mesuyim. Rashi says a Dover Sholem. Afkol Dover Mesuyim, it has to be something choshuv. Lafuke, Chatzi Rimon, Vechatzi Egez Deloi, to use a half an apple, half a nut, half a rimon, that cannot trigger, even according to Rav Sheshes, that would not trigger. So it doesn't have to be worth a Sheva Pruta, and it does not have to be worth a kli. Doesn't have to be a full kli, but it does have to be something whole. Has to be something whole, and that's what we learn out from Noalai. Amar Rav Sheshes Bar Davidi, Keman Kasiv Ninin. Oh, so now I finally understand Pshat. I've been to so many chasanas, Baruch Hashem, and they read the Ksuba, and they read the Tanoim. And it says in the last line over there, it says, Bimona de kosher le mikne bay, hakol shor v'kayim. What does it mean, Bimona de kosher le mikne bay? What are those four words? Not just stama Aramaic words that you read there. Every word here has halachic significance. What does it mean? So bimana is a fuki midrav sheshes tamar kainim peiris. We say bimana de kosher lemikneve. We use a kli. It has to be something that's a kli, meaning we're passing like Rav Nachman that you to make a kinyan chalipin, which is what you're doing when you're signing when they make the kinyan by the ksuba and the tanoim. That is a kinyan, and you have to use a kli. And therefore, it says bimana. Mana means a kli, not like Rav Sheshes. De kosher. What does it mean, de kosher? Lafuki mi de Shmuel. That, like Shmuel, damar kainim b'moruka. Rashi says moruka is a kli made from glulei bakar, made from excrement from a cow. It's not a kosher type of thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be kosher, like halacha kosher. It just means it has to be something that's not disgusting. So if it has to be mana, it has to be a kli, de kosher, something significant, not something disgusting. Lemikne, what is lemikne? Lafuki mi de Levi. We paskin not like Levi. It's not the loikeach who's taking both, it's the machna who's taking. So that the meicher is taking one, he's the one who makes the transaction, and then I give over the ischaifas. Bay, what does the word bay mean? To say that even if you want to use a kli, but you can't use money. Money does not count as a kli. Rav Zvidri Temer Vashem Elamuti Asura Hano. The bay means it has to be something I own. Asura Hano. If it's something that's Asura Hano, that's not something I own. It doesn't count. Ika di Amri. Some learn the words a little bit differently. Bay means Amar Rav Papa Lamute Matbeya. And the kosher is Amar Zvidri Temer Vashem Elamuti Asura Hano. Of a marika, the word we use to exclude something made out of animal dung or something, lo yitzrech, that you don't need a word in the ksuba before. That's a davar pashit, that you can't use that. If it's a davar pashit, you can't use that, then we don't have to worry about that. The Mishnah said that asimon is kona madbea, but madbea is not kona asimon. What is an asimon? So it's not those little coins we used to make phone calls with in the pay phones here in Israel 1,000 years ago. Something else. But this is the makar for that word. My asimon. I'm a Rav Mos Anitonois Besimin Lebes America. So Rav says, his first pshat, is that it's old coins, Rashi says, coins that Rashi says are Pchusais Verois. So they were coins that were basically taken out of circulation already, but instead of not using them at all, they used them like tickets. So when you wanted to go to, in those days, the Beis HaMerchatz, or nowadays the Mikvah, so you'd buy a ticket beforehand, and then you would give those tickets, these coins, to the balan beforehand, so he would know how many people he needs to prepare hot water with for. So those types of coins, that's what this is as an asimon. So my mesve doesn't make any sense. Because it Bryce says, Ain Michal Maisasheni al Asimon, you're not allowed to be paid a Maisasheni onto one of these Asimon, whatever it is. And the Bryce says, Viloi almost and itos besimin the Mesa Merchatz. and not an asimon, and not on these coins that are used as tickets for a beis hamerchatz. Very clearly, michlad asimon lav mos, and he tells us similar beis hamerchatz. Clearly, these are different things. One is an asimon, and one is a ticket for a beis hamerchatz. So back to our question: what is an asimon? The chitay refusha kama farish that maybe the brayse is just explaining. It's saying you shouldn't use an asimon for meiser sheni pigeon. What is an asimon? It's this ticket. Maybe that's what the brayse means. V'alaytonochi, we have another brayse which says specifically not like that. The brayse says, Mechalin Meiser Shein al Asimon de Rebbe Deiser. Rebbe Deiser, first of all, argues, and he says you could be Mechalin Asimon. Vechomer Ein Mechalin. So we have a Machlekis, whether you can be Mechalin on this Asimon. Vishavin, they both agree, Shein Mechalin Amosani Tos Pesimil the Beis Amerchats, that you definitely cannot use the coins that are used for tickets in the Beis Amerchats. So we clearly see Asimon and these coins in the Beis Hamerchatz are two totally different things, to the point that there's a machlekes by an asimon, but everybody agrees that the tickets in the Beis Hamerchatz you can't use. So back to our question, what's an asimon? El Rabbi Yechanan, my asimon pulsa, it's raw coins. It's coins that have not yet been stamped with the picture of the king. So it looks like a coin, it's the weighted like a coin, it's the right metal, it just has not yet been brought to the mint to be stamped and certified by the king. So now it comes out an amazing halacha if you think about it. What we're saying is that coins that have not yet been used, that are ready to be stamped by the king, those are bidaisa said, you could use for Meiser Sheni. But these other coins, which already were in circulation and seem to have been ruined already, and now they're only used for tickets, those are worse, and those you cannot use for Meiser Sheni. So there is a difference between them, and our mission, when it says Asimon, is referring even to these flat coins. They don't have a halacha of a coin, they have a halacha of a commodity, and that's what we say, you can use them to buy, but they're not going to have a halacha of a coin. So Asimon kan es madbeya, for madbeya ain't kan es Asimon. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechon, to me, this is Rabbi Yechon Shitasoi, and what he said, this asimon is. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Daisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Derechad. He said Rabbi Daisa, who said you could use an asimon for Meiser Sheni, and Rabbi Yishmol both agreed to the same halacha. What is that? Rabbi Daisa Adam, that he just said asimon you could use to be part of Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yishmol, he disanya. We have the pasuk of Meiser Sheni. It says Vatzarta Hakesef Biyodecha. The pasuk is Vatzarta Kesef, Vatzarta Bakesef, Vatzarta Kesef Biyodecha, Valachta Lamokam Shiv Hashem Alkecha. You should bring the money up to Yerushalayim to buy food in Yerushalayim. So what does it mean? Vetzarta hakesef biyadecha. So that Rabbi Shmuel says the rabbi is called dover hanitzrar biyad. Rabbi Shmuel says that means we marba anything of any sort of coinage or value that you want to be paid to the Meiser Sheni onto is fine. Does not have to be anything. Even this Asimon, which is not an officially circulated coin, still, Rabbi Shmuel said that's good, which fits exactly with what Rav Deiser just said. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, no, the rabbi is called Davar Sheyeshel of Tzura. Vetzarta doesn't mean to gather together like in a bag. Vetzarta is Milashon Tzura, that has to specifically be a certified coin. So in most of Shas, we always bring Rabbi Akiva Shita, that has to be a certified coin. But we definitely see over here Rabbi Deiser and Rabbi Shmuel, who both agree that does not have to be necessarily a certified coin for it to be used as Meiser Sheni. It has to be something which is roy to be a certified coin. But we said these tickets that are used for the balan, for the Beis HaMerchatz, everybody agrees those are not good because they're not even roy to be used as a certified coin. The Mishnah then continued, and the Mishnah said, so how do you do a regular kinyan? When you do a kinyan meshicha on the commodity that you're buying, that's what solidifies the deal, and that's what makes the deal final. But if you just take the money, so the meicher takes the money, that does not make it a deal, because you cannot make a kinyan on metaltlin with money. Where does that come from? Amar b'yechon. Dvar Torah ma'ois kindness. The truth is, says b'yechon, d'araisa, money does work. Just like money works by karka, and Rashi brings earlier, Rabbi Yechon learns this because we know money works by hegdish. We pay the hegdish, you can use money. Other Rishonim say we learn by Eved Kanani, you buy an Eved Kanani with money. Other Rishonim say it's just a svara. But Rabbi Yechon holds, Dvar Torah, money works. We see in the Torah many places money works, and money works for Bikain and Metalton as well. Why they say you cannot use money? You only use Mashiacha. As we explained earlier, but if you hear Rashi, it's actually Rashi back in Vav. Rashi gives a little twist onto the Svara. Rashi says the issue is that if you leave the objects by the Meicher's house, because the Lokech paid, the Meicher says, great, it's yours. So now if there's a fire, it's going to burn down. So what do we accomplish by saying, then the Meicher's not going to save it. So what do we accomplish over here? What we accomplished is, says Rashi, is that we give the Meicher, and we'll see whether we give the Lokech, but we give the Meicher the opportunity to back out on a deal. Even though he received the money,
And Midaraisa, the deal is closed already. And this chayfetz is not his anymore. Midarabana, we give him the opportunity to back out on the deal. And if the price of, let's say it's chita, if the price of the chita went up, the Meichel could say, forget it, cancel the deal. Even though you already paid me, since you didn't do the Mashiach, I'm canceling the deal, and therefore I'm going to keep the Schita now and resell to somebody else for a higher price. And therefore, if there's a fire in the house, the Meichel is going to make sure to save the Chita. So Rashi puts these both points together. It's not just that he's going to save the Chita because it's his. It's not really his. The Lekech paid for it. It's just that the Meichel can back out on the deal if the price goes up. So he has a vested interest in keeping the stuff here so that it doesn't burn down. So if the price changes, he can back out on the deal. Oh, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. He says, more safe. I don't know what the big deal is. Safe, man de shari dleika by lishume. Whoever lit the fire is a mazik, and he's going to have to pay the loikeach for the burnt stuff. Whether the meicher goes and saves it or not, it's different. Says, well, no. Alexander Shema tipol dleika b'aynis. Lavdafka could be a bolt of lightning. Right? A bolt of lightning starts the fire. There's no one to be toveya. In that case, we want the meicher to be incentivized to go save the stuff, so at least the loikeach will get his money back. So therefore the Gemara says, a mukmas of Rishus, if you put in his Rishus, Moser Nafshi Tarchu Matzil. So if you give him the ability, now our Gemara says you put it in his Rishus. Rashi's Mashmah, it's not necessarily the Meicher's, but the Meicher could back out on the deal. So there's a fine difference over here, whether it means it's not a Kenyan, or whether it means it's a Kenyan, but the Meicher could back out on it. That's why Rashi puts it. V'loi, if you don't do that, like Moser Nafshi Tarchu Matzil. So that's a B'Eichem Pshat. Midaraisa Mos Arkinus. Rabbanan put a gzera in place to say that we want you to make sure you do the Mashiach. And then, and as Tosfos speaks out, and now the Rabbanan took off the Kenyan Mos. Kenyan Mos not work. It's not the Peshat, it's Mos plus Mashiach. It's just Mashiach. Tosfos discusses why don't we do both, but that's what that, the halacha is, it's just Mashiach. Rish Lakish argues fundamentally in Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish argues, Mashiach mufureshes v'na ta'ira. No, there is no such thing as Kenyan money Mos on Metalton. It's only a Kenyan Mashiach. My time, Rish Lakish. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, by dine oino, when you're going to be overcharging, which is going to be the sugar in the next few days. The pasuk says, v'chisimchu mimkar lamisecha, oikona miyad amisecha, altoinu ish esav. If you're not allowed to overcharge, undercharge, etc., we'll get to those drushes. So, what do we see over here, says Rish Lakish? V'chisimchu mimkar lamisecha, oikona miyad amisecha. What is that extra words in the end of the pasuk? Oikona miyad amisecha, davar anikne miyad liyad, only if it's passed hand to hand, not you paid for it and you made a Kenyan money. No, there's no such thing, deraisa, as a Kenyan money on metaltlin. It has to be that you did a Kenyan of Mashiach, Masira, Hagbol. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Miyad, what does it mean when it says Miyad, Oikona, Miyad, Amisecha? Miyad, Lamute, Karaka, Delespoina, that it's coming to tell me that only something which can be passed hand to hand has a din of onav, overcharging. Karaka, we say, is Enoina. When you have real estate, there's no such thing as overcharging. Real estate, there's no fixed price for. Whatever you can get, and that's what it means, Miyad, to exclude real estate. Rish Lakish agrees to that, but in kein lichtevcha v'chisimchu mimkar miyad amisecha altainu. Just put the word miyad in the beginning of the pasuk. Oikona lamali. Why does it have to split the pasuk up and say the word oikona separately? Shma minola mashicha. It's telling you that it's two halachas. A, real estate has no dinayna, and B, when you are making a kinyan amitaltun, it has to be with a kinyan mashicha. Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees, oikona mayavad. So what does he talk to do with the words oikona? The boyle and the kedusani for a different drasha. It says v'chisimchu mimkar al. If you read the pasuk says, "Altoinu ish esachiv," that you're not allowed to overcharge the lekech. You're not allowed to cheat the lekech. Nesana meicher minayim. What if you undercharge, and therefore the meicher is the one who's getting cheated? How do you see that in the pasuk? Tamalamer oikona altoinu, that it's the person who's making the transaction, the meicher, he also should not be cheated. So it's or you could look at the other way. The one who's buying the chefetz should not do the cheating. So we see from the word of oikona that the person buying the chefetz should not be doing the cheating. He shouldn't be cheating the meicher. Rish Lakish tarta government of Rish Lakish. No, we see both. For the fact that it poured the word miyad next to the word kana, you see both halachas. You see A, it has to be a kinyan mashicha. You see B, that a meicher can't be cheated just like a lekech can't be cheated. And you see that with the fact that it says the word miyad, that there is no aina by real estate. Tanan, let's go back to our Mishnah. The last halacha we had on our Mishnah was Shitas of Shimon. Reb Shimon had said that kol shakesef biyodai, yodai al hel yoin. which means that when the lekech pays the meicher can back out of the deal, but the lekech cannot back out of the deal. Says the Gemara, Tanar, Shimon Amar Kol Shah Kesef Yada Yada El Yona. Meicher de Matzi Hadavei, lekech loy Matzi Hadavei. So once the lekech pays, the lekech cannot change his mind anymore, but the meicher could. And that fits nicely with the gzera. The whole idea of the gzera is that the meicher should be able to back out so he can have a vested interest in making sure that the materials, the crops, stay intact. So you have a bishop most kindness. If you say, like a b'yechanan, the midiraisa, when you pay the money makes a kinyan, and it's only a dindera bonan, mishum hachi meicher matzi hadabe lekech, and matzi hadabe. So it makes sense that the whole gzera to take off the kinyan money is to protect the lekech. So that's a gzera that we give in the power of the meicher to back out, so he has a vested interest in protecting the crops. But there's no reason to give the lekech a vested interest to back out, so that rivshir makes sense. Eliyahu Mose and his kindness, if you say like Rish Lakish, that there is no such thing as a kinyan money at all, So when the lekech pays the money, midiraisa, according to Rish Lakish, he's done nothing. If he's done nothing, what's pshat in Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says the meicher can back out, but the lekech cannot back out. Why can't the lekech back out? There's no kinyan here whatsoever, according to Rish Lakish. Morris has an amazing answer. Rish Lakish agrees that Reb Shimon holds most kindness to Raisa, and the whole problem is Gzera, and therefore what Reb Yochanan says everybody holds, Rish Lakish agrees that Reb Shimon holds of that. When Rish Lakish says that it doesn't work at all, that Kikamina Alibid Rabbanon. In Shitas Rabbanon, who argue in Reb Shimon, says they can both back out. Why can they both back out? Says Reb Shlokish, because they hold there's no kinyan of money whatsoever. If there's no kinyan of money whatsoever, so you can both back out. Reb Shimon says there is a kinyan of money. It's just we want to protect the lekech, so we give the meicher the opportunity to back out, but not the lekech. So Bishop Reb Shlokish, I don't Shimon the Rabbanon. So according to Reb Shlokish, I understand the machlekes of Shimon Rabbanon in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon says it's a din de Rabbanon, so it only applies to the meicher to back out, and the Rabbanon says it's a din deraisa, so they can both back out. El Reb Yechon, according to Reb Yechon, says everybody agrees it's a din deraisa and it's only exerit to protect the lekech, so the meicher can back out. So what's the machlekes? Reb Shimon's right. It's really only a din in the meicher being able to back out, so that he'll protect the crops. Why would the Rabbanon say the lekech can back out? Because Rav Chisda and Bramish brings up that point. Just like Midrabanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we protect the lekech by making the meicher have to do meshicha. Kach tiknu meshicha b'lekucha. So it applies to the lekech as well. The lekech also has this protection that if he has not yet done meshicha, he can back out on the deal. Rashi says, look in the bottom, Rashi. Kach tiknu meshicha b'lekech. Lachse b'y b'shvil oise takona atzma. He can back out to Nisav Yechidecha. Why? The kol shekem. If you allow the lekech to back out, so the meicher will make sure to protect the stuff. He says, if think about it the other way. If the lekech sees, if the meicher is going to, the whole idea is we want the meicher to protect the crops. So there's one reason we have the meicher to protect the crops is in case the price goes up, the meicher is going to want to back out on the deal so he can sell the crops for a higher price. That's one reason. Another reason that we want to incentivize the meicher to protect the crops is we give the lekech the opportunity to back out. And therefore, if he sees a fire breaks out, the lekech goes, forget it, I'm out of here. Now you want to make sure the meicher is going to make sure to protect the crops, and then maybe the lekech won't back out. So we want to incentivize the meicher from old studim to protect the crops, and therefore we also give the lekech a reason to back out. That's what the Rabbanon hold. But Shimon says, no, we only give the meicher an opportunity to back out. That's the real reason. The lekech, it's too bad. Rabbanon is the Rav Chisda. So the machleik is between, we have two pshatim now, and the machleik is of Shimon and the Rabbanon. Rish Lakish says the machleik is of Shimon and the Rabbanon is most konus deraisa, and it's only the Rabbanon to say no or it's not. That's the machleik is of Shimon and the Rabbanon. And the second pshat, Rabbanon says, no, everybody agrees most konus deraisa, and it's only the Rabbanon. The question is, how far do we stretch the din derabanan? Does it apply only to the meicher he can back out, or does it even apply to the lekech to provide that extra incentive for the meicher to protect the crops? Uncovered.